we serve an awesome God? Oh my goodness. I am blown away. Wow. Can we just pray one more time right now? Can we just praise Him one more time right now? God, I lift You up. Oh, You are so worthy. You are so awesome. You've been so good to us, God. Your providence and Your provision are so great. I thank You for Your plan. I thank You for Your grace, for Your word, for Your spirit, for Your church. God, for Your great love. Oh, my goodness. God, we lift You up. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, I lift up Your name. Thank You, Jesus. This is our third Sunday service. By the way, if you get your Bibles out, we're going to turn to Ephesians 5 here to read our text, and then I'll let you be seated in a moment. This is our third Sunday service in this space, and so far each of them has felt totally different to me. I suppose at some point that I can't keep that unique trend going. The first service I could best describe as mild abject terror. The second service kind of felt a little bit like autopilot, like it felt comfortable. And then today, just, I don't know, today's different because we rolled in fast. And Mark and I were unloading the trailer and rolling stuff in, and just, it went so quick and nothing was going wrong, and that almost scared me more. And then when we prayed the pre-service prayer, the Holy Ghost just came in, and it just changed the tone of it. That's how God is, I suppose. He just comes in and He changes things. And I don't know, I'm just excited to be here. I don't know what's going to happen. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27 is my text for today. Kind of an unusual text for our launch service. Reading in the New Living Translation, it says, "And you husbands must love your wives with the same love Christ showed the church. He gave up His life for her." Next verse. "To make her holy and clean, washed by baptism in God's word. He did this to present her to Himself as a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault." It's a beautiful text in Ephesians. It's a text that most people think about as a marriage text, but there is a subtext in this that talks about the role of the church. You may be seated. I want to preach to you today, and my sermon title is Congrats, It's a Girl. Here we are. If you don't know, the church is the bride of Christ. And this isn't the beginning of the church, but this is the beginning of a church. And we have been in labor for some time to bring about this day. And I will say an 18-month pregnancy is no laughing matter. A lot of more than 18 months. We started home fellowship groups 2 years ago in South Lyon when we moved into this area. It's January of 2017. We started with a group of us. We started with seven. And we've been doing home fellowship groups and Bible studies and making connections ever since. And here we are 2 years later, 2 years of pregnancy, and we are birthing a church today. So far, the labor has been somewhat easy. I remember we've had two kids. I want you to know that I did all natural childbirth for both of them. I got no epidural, no anesthesia. I did it the old-fashioned way, and that chair is incredibly uncomfortable. They don't give enough credit to the guys. I could barely sleep through the screaming. It was not easy. No. I'm... I told someone the other day, and they were kind of horrified. It might have been Tim and Henrietta, I'm not sure. I told someone the other day that on the second delivery for Kelsey, I asked Kendra if it'd be okay to stop at the drive-thru on the way to the hospital, because I knew we were going to be there a while, and I was going to get hungry. And so we stopped at Wendy's on the way to the hospital, and I got a hamburger on the way. And I think that was wisdom, because it worked out well. We were there for quite a few hours. I have also, or that might have been a withdrawal from the love bank. I don't know. It could go either way. But we have been working at this for a while, and so far, I'm amazed at this day. If you don't know, in the Bible, the relationship in marriage is akin to the relationship between God and the church. We're the bride. He's the groom. Jesus is the groom. This is sometimes a struggle for the guys among us, either because you don't look good in white, or I don't know what. But guys don't like thinking of themselves as the bride. It's a feminine role. And so intrinsically, in my way of thinking, I'm a guy. And so, we even sing songs. One of the things we're going to do as a new church, we're going to set some rules. We're never going to sing that one song where you sit at his feet. How does it go? I want to sit at your, because there's a song that we sing in churches. A lot of churches sing it, and it's a song, it's a song that really appeals to typically to the feminine half of the crowd, because it talks about I'm going to sit at your feet, drink the cup from your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. And the guys are, like, singing in there. You can see the guys in church, and they're getting kind of awkward because they're like, I don't know what we're doing here. Are we on a date? Kendra's dad calls that the, what does he call that? He calls that the Jesus is my boyfriend song. So as our first act at Family Apostolic Church, we're never singing the Jesus is my boyfriend song. What? And as my pastor has just given me good wisdom, that I'm already in trouble over here. But guys typically have a hard time with this idea that we're the bride, but that's what the church is. And so this isn't the church; we're part of a much bigger church, a much bigger body of Christ. But we are birthing a brand new church in South Lyon today. This is a new thing. When you have a baby, it happens in stages. You get the nursery ready, you do all this stuff. But until that kid shows up, it's not real. If you've been a parent, it's not until you bring that kid. Even when you're at the hospital, it's not totally real, because you have a lot of help and people visiting and there's nurses. And when the baby cries, you can hand the baby and it disappears magically and then comes back. That all was fantastic. That was my favorite feature at the hospital, was the nursery. Can you take care of this? You just hand it off, and then when you want, they bring it back. Now, you're paying a lot. You're paying $1,000 an hour for that service, but it is an amazing service. But it gets real a couple days later when you bring that kid home, and you're like, oh, my goodness, what have we done? They give you a all kinds of stuff. I remember we got these boxes and different things, and at one point they gave us the first bag you bring home. I blanked out what it's called. What's the diaper bag thing that you carry around? Yeah, that. You get a diaper bag, and they issued us one. I thought there was a fancier word for that. And I can complain. I'm old enough now I can complain, because nowadays the diaper bags have gotten quite advanced. You can get, like, the Harley Davidson bag, and there's, like, a Boba Fett bag, and there's, like, all the core, you know, there's different brands. And the guys now can carry a legit diaper bag, a Merce, that's not nearly so embarrassing. I will tell you that in my generation, I'm old enough to say that, in my generation, I don't think we had a lot of options. There might have been a denim option, but other than that, they were pretty pink. Or if you had a boy, but they were not manly, typically. But in the diaper bag, there was all kinds of stuff they gave us to look at. And I remember one of the ones that was shocking to me was a magnet that you put on your fridge that said, never shake a baby. And I thought, who would ever shake a baby? But 10 weeks in, I was in the kitchen, and I was like, that's why they give you the magnet. That makes so much more sense now. I want to shake a baby. I would pay decent money to shake a baby if they would allow me. It is stressful having a kid. So up to now, we've been playing at church. We've been patty caking church, home fellowship groups and Bible study. Now it's real. Now we got ourselves a church. And I tell you, I'm excited. Praise God. I am excited about what we're going to do. But I love the North American Missions program we went through, the launch training and practicing with monthly services. I was like, what's this deal with monthly services? Let's have weekly church. Let's get this thing going. I thought this month, when I went down to NAMM training for launch, I was going out of obedience to Scott Sistrunk, who was one of my elders and mentors in my life. I didn't believe in a lot of what they were, and I went down there. I repented. Oh my goodness, this is the way to do this, and I'm so happy because we got the practice church. And I didn't know what I was doing. We got the monthly services, fantastic. Packing everything up, getting everything all set up. They had this checklist of things they wanted me to do before our first preview service. That checklist almost did me in. It's like childproofing your house and all that. We didn't do all that with our kids. We didn't even childproof our house. We just figured, you know, survival of the fittest, you know. But and we got two kids that never crawled around in the cabinets. I mean, we hid the bleach. We knew you were supposed to hide the bleach, but I 3 years into parenting, I was going in the kitchen cabinets one day. I was like, oh my goodness, there's all kinds of poisons in here. We got very fortunate. So all this launch training really helped us practice church. And so here we are. And I am so thankful. But now I get that other part of it. Next Sunday, there's a sermon waiting for me. I got to preach it. We got to pack up. We got to come in. We got to come out. And I will tell you, this is us. This is our church family right here. We have our Livonia family with us. I'm very thankful that you're joining us. I hope you have the energy to join us for various Sundays as we move forward. You add a lot of energy and worship, and I love the Livonia Church and the Harpers, and you guys are so awesome. I love the Dunnings. I love the Parsons coming. You guys, and the Livonia families, thank you guys. You guys, we need you. We gotta teach South Lyon how to worship. We gotta teach South Lyon how to lift up God and praise. We gotta teach South Lyon how to respond when the Holy Ghost moves. And so, because the Holy Ghost is, people are gonna get the Holy Ghost in this room. People are gonna get delivered in this room. Who knows what's gonna happen in this room? But it's gonna happen because we come ready and waiting and ready to go. So where do we go from here? I want to talk about. This is congrats, it's a girl. I want to talk about our plan so you know what's going on here. I've come up with a few things that we're going to move forward as we move forward in this. We're going to grow as a church. This is the beginning. This is awesome. I could not be happier with this right here. I really am quite happy that you guys are here and we're all together. I from the moment we started praying, even from the moment we walked in and rolled the boxes in, I was pretty excited. But I don't want to stay like this. I'm thrilled today. I won't be thrilled that this is what we look like 2 years from now. Because that's how it is. We birthed the baby. We brought a church in. And it's great. You know, I loved my girls when they were newborn. But then they got to grow. Kelsey has been actively fighting growing up. Both my girls to some degree, but Kelsey has made it a war. She has a war on growing older. You could ask her. She hates New Year's. I've never met anyone in my life who is so reticent for January 1st to roll around. She doesn't want the year to change. She likes things the way they are. Wherever she's at, she's happy where she is. When we went to New Jersey for my brother's birthday party, she goes, I don't want to leave. Because she never wants anything to change. We got to New Jersey, and we're packing up. She goes, I don't want to leave. Wherever she's at, she doesn't want to change. She's got this. She likes wherever she's at. But when it comes to anything that you're going to raise in this, anything you're going to build in this life, change is the one constant. We're going to grow as a church. Number one, Family Apostolic Church is going to grow. Number two, we're going to figure out who God called us to be. Every church has its own personality and spirit and kind of a feel about it. Every church, if you've ever been around in churches, you know every church feels different. Family Apostolic Church has not figured out entirely who we are. Some things are kind of figured out. Your pastor's a nerd. If you didn't know that, FYI, your pastor's a nerd. That's going to affect the church. I'm mildly sorry about that. There's not a lot I can do about that. I've been trying to be cool for 44 years. This is as cool as it gets. In fact, because I'm now getting older, I'm probably less cool. Where I was starting from, that's bad. So that's going to affect some things. But we're going to figure out who we are as a church. The community we're in is going to affect that too. This community and the people that we get to reach and make connections with. We don't get to choose who we're going to win to God. We're going to win the ones that are sent to us. And we're gonna love them, and we're gonna help them. We're gonna help them find God. And so we got to figure that out. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 kind of gives us the master plan for the church. And so being a brand new church, I think we ought to consider, we ought to look at the rule book. We ought to read the instructions. This is the one thing I never do when I assemble anything else in my life. I never read the instructions. I consider it a sign of weakness. And so we put this sound card together, and Mark and I spent 4 hours programming this digital board yesterday. It occurs to me it does actually have a manual. I remember when I opened the box, I tossed that back in the box immediately. Default action. Who needs that? Those are only instructions. I will say I Google when I'm stumped now, but I rarely ever read the instructions. But when it comes to Christianity in the church, we ought to read the instructions. I've heard the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is called Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. So this is the plan. Ephesians chapter 4 lays out the plan for the church. The New Testament plan for every human being on planet Earth. This is God's plan. Whether they want to buy into it or not, that's up to us. But this is the plan. It says he is the one who gave these gifts to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. And then their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Until we come, and this is where we're heading. This is the opportunity in front of us. He gave us the church. This is what we can do with it if we let him work in our lives. Until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature and full grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. That verse is one of the most intimidating verses in the Bible for me. The idea that I at some point am supposed to measure up to Christ. Oh, I'm a long ways off. But this is what the church is supposed to do. It's supposed to help us keep growing towards that goal. That's why he gave us the church. That's why we have pastors and apostles and Bible teachers and everything else. It's to help us grow to the full measure of Christ. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different or because someone has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. There's a lot of that going on in this world. A lot of crazy ideas out there. There's probably more crazy ideas now than ever with the widespread availability of, you know, YouTube videos on every topic under the sun. These people look professional even though they're sitting in their basement making YouTube videos. There's all kinds of crazy ideas out there. There's more people on the planet today that believe in a flat earth than ever. I am blown away by that. If you believe in a flat earth, I want you to know I'm so glad you're here. You need to repent and find Jesus, and you need to repent on the shape of the planet. It ain't flat. But there's more of that than ever. There's crazy ideas out there. Instead, we will hold to the truth in love. That's what I want to do as a church. I want to hold on to the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. The Bible says, test all things, hold fast to the good. So we want to hold on to the truth in love, becoming more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. That's what we're here to do. We're starting here with a new baby church. We're going to raise a beautiful, powerful, Holy Ghost-filled, loving, outward-reaching, world-changing church. It's going to take us a while. I'm in it for the long haul. I hope you're in it for the long haul. You get a baby, you bring that baby home from the hospital, it's going to take 17 or 18 years to make an adult, if you don't know. It takes a while. I'm in it for the long haul. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. The road ahead of us is going to involve some struggles. We're going to struggle. We're going to suffer. We're going to fail. On the way, I think it was Mark said on the way to church today, he said, stuff's going to go wrong. Mark is the most upbeat pessimist in my life. Stuff's going to go wrong. We're going to fail. The mark of success is not whether you fail, it's whether you get up afterwards. It's a documentary. I don't know if you call it. I don't know what you call the TV show on Discovery Channel. It's for years called MythBusters, and they had a saying on that show that I always loved. They said, "Failure is always an option." And I have that's like, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:21 is my life verse, and failure is always an option. Seems to be my theme. Failure is always an option, but we're gonna do this. We're gonna raise this thing. I am so excited. We are going to grow up. We're going to reach the whole world. This is a baby church in South Lyon, but we're part of the bigger church plan. Our church slogan, you're going to hear me say it almost every week in this church, worship, serve, reach. I want everybody in this church to know what that means and how to say that. Worship, serve, reach. We're going to worship God with all our heart. We're going to serve each other in our community, and we're going to reach our world. That is God's plan for the church. That's why we're here. That's why I find it so strange that here I am using a mission statement all the time. I grew up despising mission statements, absolutely despising them. The gobbledygook and the fancy business talk and all of that. That's why ours is 3 words long. That's all I can stomach before I throw up in my mouth. Worship, serve, reach. But I believe it because it summarizes Matthew 28:19 and Acts 1:8. It summarizes the New Testament plan. We're going to reach this whole world. How's this little church going to reach the whole world? By supporting missionaries. By plugging into the bigger church community. We're going to celebrate milestones as a church. We're going to celebrate. Here we are celebrating a birth. We're going to celebrate every milestone. We have a couple baptisms coming up. We're looking at maybe 3 baptisms as soon as I can figure out how to fill the baptismal tank. And I am excited because baptisms are awesome. We're going to celebrate milestones. We're going to face and overcome adversity. And we're going to have to sacrifice. Building a church is expensive. Raising a child is expensive. I have made the mistake, now it's too late, of explaining to my girls exactly how much it costs to bring them into the world and raise them. And so now it's too late, so now I'm going to ruin it for the rest of you, because it costs between $250,000 and $500,000 to raise a kid on this planet in America. So it's expensive, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. I am coming to a close here today, if the musicians would come back up. I have 2 more items on my list to talk about, and then we're done. I'm going to tell you we're going to grow up. I want to tell you one of the last 2 things that we're going to do at Family Apostolic Church is we're going to grow up and we're going to plant some churches. This is not the last church we're starting. This is the next church we're starting, but this community around us, Wixom, Brighton, Milford, we need 3 or 4 more other churches right around us. I can't wait to go plant a daughter work. We're going to do it sooner than we're supposed to. I'm going to take Pastor Harper, I'm going to use his example. On paper, he's not supposed to start a daughter work. He's not big enough, numerically, by human reasoning. But God doesn't use our math. And he had the faith to do it anyway. That blows my mind. So we're going to go start a daughter work. I don't know how soon. It probably won't be 2019. I don't think 2020 is likely either. I don't know when, but we're going to start a daughter work when the door opens. I don't know what it's going to be, but here we are. This is like, here we are at the delivery room with a brand new baby, and I'm like, so where are you going to college? We are going to start daughter works. We're going to plant some churches. We are going to grow up and do something for God. I am immensely proud of this group. I'm honored to be a part of it. If you would all stand, I'm going to see if you're willing, I'd like you all to come around front. I don't know what we're going to do yet on a weekly basis for altar call and whatnot. I have no idea. I'm not going to make any specific guarantees, but we're going to adopt something that we've done in Livonia on many occasions. And we're we're going to all, I want you all to make a big circle. We're going to all hold hands and pray together. Because we're the family of God. And I'm going to come down here and join you. Let me sneak through here. Here, I'll stand in here. This is a new beginning. Let's make room for everybody. Let the circle be unbroken. I don't sing a lot in church, there's a reason. But I want us to pray together. I want us to remember all the good things God has done in our lives when speed bumps come. I don't know what the next speed bump's going to be for this church. I promise you, there's one coming. There's a whole row of them. All the speed bumps for Family Apostolic Church are in front of us, except for a couple we bumped through to get here. Most of our speed bumps are ahead, not behind. But also, most of our miracles are ahead, not behind. We have a number of miracles that have happened to get us to this point right now. I'm starting to write them down into some kind of a journal of miracles, because I'm blown away at the way God has opened and closed doors to allow us to get right here. And if I wasn't busy holding a microphone and preaching right now, I'd probably be crying, because I can't believe we made it to this. I really don't know, except God is awesome, and he keeps amazing me. There's miracles that got us here, but we have miracles coming, many more miracles than this. I want us to pray as a church. I want us to pray for unity. It is the single most important thing we can have at Family Apostolic Church. And Ephesians 4, it's the number one thing that's stressed in spiritual warfare is unity. We need to be united as a church. We need to think the best of each other, to assume the best of each other. Can we pray together? I don't know how we're going to do this. Here, hold my hand. Lord, in your name, God, I want to thank you. Thank you for this beautiful church. God, thank you for your spirit here and what you're doing in this place already. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your provision. Bless your church here, God. Help us to be united. Bind us together, God, preferring one another above ourselves. And help us to grow up to be the church you want us to be in South Lyon. Thank you for this beautiful group. Thank you for the prayers, the foundation of prayers before us. Thank you for the hard work and sacrifice that has made this possible. Thank you for everything you've done, God, the miracles and the open and closed doors. Bless your church, God. Bless your church. God, help us to be united, to grow up, to be a glorious church, to be a beautiful bride, part of your body. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, I love you. I lift you up. We praise him a little. Oh. 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 Hello. My pastor to come speak in just a moment and just close us in prayer. Just sitting here realizing, here we are, our very first Sunday. We're not going to be able to do this particular prayer thing very often in this space. How awesome is that? We don't have a huge crowd of visitors here. We have our folks and our Livonia folks with us. And we can't fit that many more here to do this. That blows my mind. I can't wait to see what God's going to do next. I love you all so much. You are so precious to me. Thank you. Pastor, would you close us out in prayer?
Amen. This is fun, isn't it? Amen. I have a saying. I don't know that it's a good saying, but I've said it often. My family, not my immediate family, but my heritage as a whole, we put the fun in dysfunction. And you know what? We've got to have fun. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it is intimidating, and it's overwhelming. And I feel like a grandparent watching their kid have a kid and thinking, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. And that's okay, because if you knew, we probably wouldn't be here. But God hides some things and allows us to step into some arenas that maybe we wouldn't be as comfortable with if we knew the end from the beginning. But Job said this, Job in Job 5, he said, though thy beginnings be small, thy latter will be greatly increased. Though thy beginnings be small, thy latter will be greatly increased. And God's hand is on this. Do you feel the Holy Ghost in this place? We have learned church planning is different than it was 10 years ago. There are churches popping up all over town. And we have become masters of fellowship, masters of acceptance and unity. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. We have learned from others that are not exactly like us. But I want to warn you, because we're not trying to plant what everybody else is planting. We are wanting to plant a Holy Ghost church. If we don't have a move of God and all we have is a move of people, then we don't have a move that's worth showing up at. We must have a move of the Holy Spirit. We must have consecrated lives. We are going to accept people that aren't consecrated. We're going to love people that are miles away from where we think they ought to be. Let God deal with that. Let your net be larger than a fishing pole. We're not fishing with a fishing pole. We're fishing with a great net. A great net. And the Bible says that you're going to fish with a great net, and that the angels are going to decide which ones to keep and which ones not to keep. It's not our job. Our job is just to reach. This is a God thing. And Brother Lynn said he's in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the long haul. Amen. They want to start a daughter work. This isn't the last daughter work Livonia's starting. Amen. Because we're just crazy enough to do it. Amen. If our legacy is nothing else, then there's a whole lot of churches planted. And there's not a home church. My wife was saying, you know, if we're going to do this, we need a home church just on the way here. We need a building, and we need some structure, and we need some, and that's an amazing thing. My daughter was at a church yesterday, and she was like, they had a secretary, and she was in the office, and they like do church for real there. And if we never have that, and we have 10 churches planted, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. God will take care of it. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together just in closing today. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this beginning. We thank you for this birth. What a beautiful sermon to be able to describe what we have here, God. We've been in a birthing process, but it's real. And now the mess has to be cleaned up. Now the waking up in the middle of the night begins, Lord God, but that's what we're in this for, and we're gonna come alongside, and we're gonna help this church in South Lyon, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. This has been a dream, God. This has been a request that has been put forth before you for years, and today this is not a church plant. This is a church today. There's going to be church here next week. There's going to be church the week after that. And there's going to be prayer. And there's going to be fasting. And there's going to be Bible studies. And there's going to be people filled with the Holy Ghost. And there's going to be people baptized in the name that is above every other name. And there's going to be people healed. And there's going to be people, God, whose lives are put back together, God. Not because we came together and we created a commotion, but because you
can work through us, Lord. We're nothing without your presence and nothing without your spirit. God, we invite it, just as we would a baby dedication. We invite it, God, into the life of this church, Lord. We give it back to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lord, bless you. Keep you. Cause your face to shine upon, cause his face to shine upon you. And may you have a baby girl. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Love y'all. We're going to pack up. A whole bunch of us are heading to Livonia for church after this. But if you want to help set up tables and chairs, I will tell you, most weeks we're going to be doing, we're doing portable church. About once a month, we are going to have a lunch after church. Towards the end of January, we're doing that. I didn't mention this is in my notes. In February, we're aiming for 10 o'clock Sunday school sometime in February. So we're going to be launching a Sunday school program, and that's going to be exciting. But this is going to be a church that teaches the Word of God to all ages. So we're going to have Sunday school for all ages in church. We're going to go for it. In Jesus' name. I love y'all. If you want to help with tables and chairs, you're welcome to. If you don't want to help with tables and chairs, that's up to you. We're going to figure it out. And I'll see you this week at different home fellowship groups. Love you in Jesus' name.